Russia. There used to be on the YU website. I don't think it exists anymore. But about 10 years ago, there was like a perception that that no one could afford to go to YU. So they had like this banner on the website: perception meet reality. And then if you clicked on it, it's very enticing. So you click on it. What does that mean? Perception meet reality. It would say, no, it's not really so expensive, and it's really, you know, there's a lot of tuition assistance, v'chule, v'chule. So the yeshiva was aware at some point that there was like this PR problem. So they addressed it by putting out a page of informational page to dispel the rumors, to dispel the myths. So the Ketores has a perception problem. If you were a Jew living through the Midbar, anecdotal evidence would have told you that Ketores is bad. The two great sons of Aaron, Nadav and Avihu, were killed when they tried to bring Ketores. Then Moshe Rabbeinu is challenged by Korach and his 250 very prestigious followers, and he brings about their downfall by challenging to bring Ketores. So Moshe Rabbeinu sees the problem, and Moshe Rabbeinu, in his own way, declares perception meet reality. He has to put an end to the plague that's afflicting the Jewish people as a result of Korach's rebellion, and Moshe Rabbeinu decides, you know what, we're going to do this through Ketores. Rashi explains, Dover achar lama b'Ketores, why with Ketores? L'visha Yisrael melizinu meraninu machara Ketores lomar sama mavesu. Klal Yisrael is saying, Ketores, that's awful, that's poison. Al yado mesu nadav aviyu, al yado nisru chamishu masayim ish. It killed nadav and aviyu, it killed 250 men. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Tirusha Otzer Magefahu, Vachetu Amemus. No, you should see that the Ketores is going to stop the Magefah. You want to know what kills? Sins kill. But the Ketores doesn't kill. That's the Rashi. Sins end lives, not Ketores. So what emerges from the use of the Ketores is that we are dealing with something that's very potent and powerful. The sin may have ended lives, but it was through the vehicle of Ketores that it did so. And the image of the smoke of the Ketores going up in a straight pillar without dispersing was also one of the most impressive visuals in the Beis HaMikdash, and we're warned to take Ketores very seriously, even Bezman HaZeh. The Rama writes in Shulchan Aruch and Aruchayim Kuf Lamed Beis, V'yesha kasu lizar lomar pitam HaKetores mitoch haksav lo bal peh, mishum sha'amira b'makam HaKetorev, v'chayshin en shami yedalik echad me'asam manim, v'amrin en shuchayv misa im chisachs b'sam maneha. That you want to be so careful in saying every word of pitam HaKetores, because if you miss one word, it might be a chi of misa. What is so unique and meaningful about Ketores that grants it so much power? You know, I was talking once to Rav Mordechai Kamenetsky. He told me that he walked into a shul on a Motzai Shabbos after Mariv, and he saw like the whole place was saying V'yitin Lecha afterwards. And he said to someone, did someone just like give a speech that it's a school of Hashirus, that everyone is so makbid about V'yitin Lecha? And the person said, yeah, actually someone did. So he said, I knew it, because when Jews hear about a school of Hashirus, we're all over it. You know, a school of Yerushalayim, nah, not so much of that. But a school of Hashirus, you know, we're all over it. We're very interested in such skulas. So we have a long-standing tradition of doing anything that we believe is a skula for Hashirus. The Ketores is, in fact, a skula for Hashirus. The Gemara in Yuma Chavav tells us that they had to raffle off the rights to bring the Ketores, and the same coin would never, Chadashim was never the same coin that would get it twice, just to make sure that everybody gets a chance at that skula. Skulas aren't magic, though. When Chazal give a skula, there's some meaning to it. What is it about the Ketores that leads us to wealth? So I think the yesod that helps answer this question, Rav Pinkus points out, is that one has to understand, a Jew has to understand, a human has to understand, what is the purpose of life? Why are we here? And through that understanding of what we're here to do in life, what we're put on this earth to accomplish, we can understand the Ketores a lot better. Mesil Zisharm writes in Perek Aleph, somewhat famously, I think Rav Noach Weinberg made this Mesil Zisharm very famous. It was like a cornerstone of the Yesh HaTorah Kiruv. V'ineh, Masha Oreinu Chazal Hu, Sha'adam Lo Nivra Elo Lehis'ane Gal Hashem, V'lehanos Miziv Shechinaso. Essentially, the purpose of life is pleasure. The purpose of life is to have the greatest level of pleasure. The only thing is that we tend to fail to discover what really gives us pleasure. The greatest pleasure we can achieve is closeness with the Ribbono Shel Olam. We believe that food is a great pleasure. There is no food as delicious as a kasha of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. there's no amount of money that brings us the satisfaction of doing a chesed with somebody else. There is no drug that gives the high of a meaningful tefillah. We just have to understand what real pleasure is. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Hei, tells us, Amalei Zonin Rabbi Akiva, Libi V'libcha Yada, Davod Zchav Lesma Mashasha. We both know that Avodah Zarah has no mamashas to it. But he says, but we know, we see that people sometimes go to a base Avodah Zarah, and they pray for things, and then their prayers are responded to. So why does that happen? So Rabbi Akiva responds, Em Shulcha Mashal Ma Dover Dome. La Adam Neman Shayu Bi'ir V'kol B'nei Iroim that a person goes to a city and people used to always trust this person. They'd give him a pikadon without demanding edim. And then one person comes and is hivkid lo be'edim. And there was one guy that always insists that there be witnesses when I give you a pikadon, even though everyone knows this person is a trustworthy person. There's one guy, such a stickler, he insists that there always be edim. And one time, this one guy forgot to bring edim. So the wife of this trustworthy fellow says, you know what? Deny that you have his pikadon. Show him, teach him a lesson that he's always so makbid on using edim with you. The one time he forgot, deny that you have the pikadon. So the guy said, look, why would I do that? I'm a trustworthy person. So just to make a point to show this guy, I'm going to lose my trustworthiness. I'm going to lose my reputation. So he says, so too with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a deal with a choli, with an illness, that you have to leave at a certain time. So just because this guy decides to show up at a base of Avodah Zarah the day before the illness was supposed to leave, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I should lose my trustworthiness. I shouldn't take away the illness. No, I have a plan. I'm not going to adjust my plan just because there's some guy that goes to a base of Avodah Zarah. The Briska Rav explained, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does something, the Yetzer Hara tends to take credit for it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu signs the checks, and the Yetzer Hara puts his own address on the envelope. We make the mistake of thinking that the great pleasures of life come from the Yetzer Hara, but they don't. They come from the Ribbono Shel Olam. We make the mistake of thinking that it's money that buys us our luxuries, but it's not. It's the Ribbono Shel Olam who blesses us with them. Some con men may see an important person doing something and then start their own initiative with the same goals and claim that it's their work that accomplished what they needed. But they didn't actually do a single thing. They just wait until somebody else does it and take all the credit for themselves. That's the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara fits that category of looking for that which the Ribbono Shel Olam does. The Ribbono Shel Olam is the one who's nosein hana'a and nosein tainug to bnei adam. But the Yetzer Hara says, oh no, it's me. I'm the one that's doing it. So the Ketores is symbolic of pleasures of this world. Rav Pinkus points out that there's no pleasure in this world that's completely unnecessary for survival and whose sole purpose is just tanug, just enjoyment, as much as the sense of smell. We enjoy food that we eat, but ultimately we also need to eat in order to live. Animals only use their sense of smell to discern what type of food they're eating. But smelling for enjoyment, that's uniquely human. Only humans do that, right? That's why the Neshama Yaseira is comforted when we smell on Motzai Shabbos, because that's a uniquely powerful ta'anug in that it's pure ta'anug. You wonder what the message is of the Ribbono Shel Olam sending a machla that causes people to lose their sense of smell for months at a time. That where are our ta'anugim? Where are our enjoyments and our pleasures? What kinds of pleasures are we chasing? This is something that's purely for pleasure. And that's what the Gemara means in Brachas Taf Mem Gimel when it says, Kol HaNeshama Ta'alil Ka, Ezu Davar Shanashama Nenus Menu Ve'ein HaGuf Nena Mimenu. HaVeyomer Zahareach. That smell is something that the guf gets no hana'a from. It doesn't add anything to our bodies. It's pure ta'anug. The ketores are meant to be a reach nichoach to Hashem. Whereas most karbonos involve blood, which represents mesiras nefesh, ketores is all about pleasure and enjoyment. When dealing with pleasure, though, we have to realize we're playing with fire. Our attitude toward pleasure can be very dangerous or very fulfilling and rewarding. When we're duped by the false return address on the checks of pleasure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had signed for us, and we're looking at the return address and it says Satan and it says Yetzer Hara, we begin to chase those secondary pleasures that the Yetzer Hara can provide. only when we recognize the true source and we squint a little bit and look and see who actually signed that check, that it's really the Ribbono Shel Olam that gives the highest level pleasures, that closest to the Ribbono Shel Olam is the highest level pleasure, only then do we achieve what we're put on this earth to achieve. And the reason that the Keteres serves as a skula for wealth is that wealth is the pleasure whose source is most commonly confused, and therefore carries with it great danger and great potential for good. The nisayon of wealth is not an easy one. Moshe Rabbeinu was shown a matbea shalesh to emphasize the unique volatility of money. One who shows that he understands the highest order pleasure as represented by the Ketores can begin to experience the pleasure of wealth, because then he'll be able to make the most of it. Ultimately, we're here to chase pleasure, but the highest level pleasures, the pleasures of a genuine relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam, of being engaged constantly in mitzvos and meisim tovim. And the Ribbono Shel Olam is here lehetiv and briyosav. He put us here so that he could do good for us, and we have to be the recipients of that good, and that message is delivered to us through the Ketores. Wish everyone a wonderful Shabbos, and thank you as always for inviting me.
Thank you very, very much.